I'm on the line with Kate Carr, who's president and CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide, and James Bell, who is head of consumer affairs of General Motors. Why is it that folks should not leave their kids alone in the car?
For children, their body temperature cannot regulate as it would for an adult. So you want to avoid heat stroke in kids by never leaving your child alone in a car, not even for a minute. And even with the windows open, that's not going to help much, especially now as we approach the warmer summer months when the sun is just beating down on a car and the inside temperature rises quite dramatically.
In fact, it can raise more than 20 degrees in just 10 minutes compared to the outside temperature. So if you consider that it's already getting hot outside, those cars are going to turn into ovens very quickly.
Okay, so we're talking about hyperthermia?
Hyperthermia is heat stroke.
And right.
We're working to avoid heat stroke by never leaving your child alone in a car, not even for a minute.
Okay, so what's the difference between hyperthermia, with what we're talking about, and the one that folks may know about, hypothermia?
Hypothermia is related to cold, and hyperthermia is related, of course, to heat. And
mm-hmm.
That's what we're here to talk about today.
In reality, many parents are legitimately unaware of how dangerous a car can become for a small child in just a few minutes. On a 75-degree day, the interior of a vehicle can reach over 100 degrees in about a half hour. Studies show that the interior temperature will continue to increase about 45 degrees every hour. So in order to prevent tragedies from happening, child safety engineers at General Motors are working with Safe Kids to provide tips for parents ahead of summer to avoid any unnecessary deaths as a result of hyperthermia. How many kids have died in hot cars in the last 15 or 20 years?
Well, it's been over 500 children who have died since 1998. And that's a number that is over 500 too high. This doesn't have to happen if we take the right steps to, first and foremost, never leave your child alone in a car. Create a reminder if you need some help. If you're a new parent with new patterns of behavior, just returning to work, or busy at work and distracted, or taking your child to daycare on a day when you normally don't, create a reminder for yourself. And then for everyone out there, there's a really simple thing to do, and that's if anyone sees a child alone in a car, call 911.
Okay. Now, I had an incident yesterday. I was going into a gas station and saw, actually, it was two kids being left alone in a car, and I approached their mother in the store. Do you suggest that at all, to say, you just to raise awareness? Because people just aren't thinking.
Well, first off, we applaud you, because quite often, part of being a human on this earth is that we will chastise others or raise up issues with others if we see how they're treating their pets, but we don't do the same thing about how we parent our children. And so you've done the exact right thing there, even though it may have been an uncomfortable moment. We just need to remind people that, you know, this is a decision that can, again, just take us, you think just a second. But that second can be the one that counts.
Okay, what about just kids who, they may not be left alone in a car by their parents, but they get the keys somehow? How do you prevent that kind of stuff from happening? What kind of education should you give to children?
Well, first and foremost, you have to tell them that, you know, that's obviously an off-limits place. But the responsibility lies with the parents. In fact, many new GM vehicles and vehicles from other brands as well have what's called a proximity sensing key, such that you just leave the key in your purse or your pocket, and the car senses when you arrive, allows you to open up the door, allows you to turn the car on. The key really is never touched, if you will. And so, that's one way of making sure that a child's not going to be able to get into the car. If you don't have that in your current vehicle, just make sure it's locked and put the keys up in a spot where the child can't get to them.
And if folks would like to have more information to keep their kids safe?
Well, we would encourage them to visit our website at safekids.org. You'll find lots of information. We'll give you tips on all kinds of ways that you can help keep your child safe. And you can follow us on Facebook as well at Safe Kids USA.
Parents are urged to take heat stroke very seriously. She is Kate Carr, Safe Kids Worldwide, and he is James Bell with General Motors. I'm Kim Wells, and you're listening to Access Indy here on 106.7 WTLC.